morning on Congress. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Inspector General of the U.S. Capitol Police Service has begun an investigation into claims that Capitol Police are conducting surveillance on some GOP members of Congress. Texas Republican Troy Nels says Capitol Police entered his office and took pictures of legislative information. He tells Fox's Tucker Carlson tonight it's retribution for his criticism of the way the Capitol Police handled the incursion last January.
I believe that Nancy Pelosi is weaponizing the U.S. Capitol Police to investigate me, to try to silence me, intimidate me, and quite honestly, to destroy me.
The chief of the Capitol Police Service denies the allegation, says officers were merely securing the office when they found it unlocked and unoccupied. But 29 other GOP congressmen say they believe they've been improperly surveilled by the agency as well. The president of France continuing his shuttle diplomacy, trying to defuse the Ukraine crisis.
Following back-to-back meetings in Moscow and Kiev, French President Emmanuel Macron says the situation will take time to resolve, but believes his meeting with Putin went well.
We have had exchanges with President Putin, and he told me that he would not be behind any escalation.
The Ukrainian president, though, remains skeptical.
Generally, I don't quite trust words. That's why I think that every politician can show his or her openness by concrete deeds.
The Russian foreign minister said their plan was always to pull the troops back from the border near the Ukrainian capital at the end of February.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard. Meanwhile, three Russian warships carrying troops, tanks, and armor have entered the Black Sea, triggering fears of a possible invasion of the Ukrainian port city of Odessa. The U.S. gold medal drought in Beijing has ended. Lindsay Jacobellis has won the snowboard cross event in her fifth Olympic Games. It's the first gold for the U.S. team. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
President Biden claimed the withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan last summer was extraordinarily successful. But now a report from the U.S. Army disagrees.
Sworn testimony and 2,000 pages from an Army investigation obtained by the Washington Post paint a damning picture of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Quote, senior White House and State Department officials failed to grasp the Taliban's steady advance on Afghanistan's capital. An officer with the 10th Mountain Division described U.S. troops going room to room at the U.S. Embassy on the day Kabul fell. Some State Department personnel were, quote, intoxicated. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki pushed back, arguing plans calling for pre-positioning U.S. troops in the Middle East, but no one anticipated Kabul would fall so fast.
There was a range of planning, including positioning military forces.
At the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
President Biden in Tennessee yesterday touring an Australian company's new factory for building charging stations for electric vehicles, calling it part of an American manufacturing comeback. The president today will attend a climate change conference at the White House.
President Biden is scheduled to participate in the roundtable with CEOs of utility companies to talk about his Build Back Better agenda. Combating climate change is one of the things they're set to talk about, along with lower energy costs and clean energy. The Build Back Better Act has passed the House but stalled in the Senate when Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, the swing vote, voted against it. Manchin has previously rejected the clean electricity program proposed in the bill but has seemed open to solar and wind tax credits. The climate part of the legislation represents the largest federal investment in clean energy ever. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The government reports the U.S. trade deficit jumped 27% last year, hitting a record $859 billion. Wall Street Tuesday, the Dow gained 371 points. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.